hoax. The word hoax means something that is unfamiliar, something that imitates something else. One of the great hoaxes was 1999 scare. 2K. That was a hoax. Get all the water and all the food you need because every world's coming to an end. There was another hoax where a guy was saying Jesus was coming at a certain time, and thousands of people flocked to this certain spot thinking they were going to see Jesus. That's a hoax. And there's been many, many more. Nobody knows the time nor the day that Jesus is coming. And if I'm not wrong, Jesus himself said, no one but the Father knows. He doesn't even know. Now, you know, if Jesus don't know, how are we supposed to know? Like, he gonna come sit right next to you and say, hey, look here, dude. I'm coming 2020.
Yeah.
Need to be here. If they tell you to go with them, let them go by themselves.
No,
amen. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. And the biggest hoax, Pastor Keith and I had a long conversation after class with another person, third Wednesday night, concerning, he was a little worried because we always preach that these are perilous times and that things are not going to get better, but they're going to get worse. Well, if you look around, you see that things aren't getting better. But the good thing about it is, Jesus said he would be with you always, even until the end. And wherever Jesus is, there's peace, there's joy, there's strength, there's encouragement, there's protection.
Amen.
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 That means he's got our backs. But that, you know, the most popular thing is everything is okay. Everything is not okay. That's just another hoax. Timothy says in the 3rd chapter, the very first verse, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We, in the Wednesday night corporate anointing class, we dealt with a little bit of this because folks want to know, when did the perilous times start? When Jesus came into his ministry. When Jesus came into his ministry, perilous times began to take over. You don't think it was a peril that they were going to kill the Son of God? You don't think it was a peril that they're going to beat him so bad he would be unrecognizable? These pretty little pictures we see of Jesus on the cross, they need to take him down.
Amen.
But they say it's too bloody to put up. Well, if you want to put up a picture of Jesus on the cross, put it up the way it really is.
Come on now.
Well, stop bragging about it. The word know, I'm giving you a few meanings of some words, but a lot of meanings of words, because it's important that we understand. The word know is gnosko. It means to know by experience or effort, to acquire knowledge through whatever it is you're dealing with. So we know through experience and the things we see and the things we hear and even the things we feel at times, that these times are peril.
Right, right.
Young people killing young people, babies in harm's way
for no
reason at all.
Yeah.
Folks riding by shooting up into people's houses.
That's
perilous. Right. Yeah. Truck drivers just going crazy, running over folks.
Yeah.
Folks hitting folks and keep going.
Yeah.
And you know it's a peril when they start hitting state troopers and they keep going. And there's so many other things that will remind you that we're truly living in the end time and in perilous times. But folks crying out, come on back, Jesus, and get us. You better wait on that.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You think you know what condition your heart is.
Come on now. Yeah. Come on now.
Right. I didn't get no feedback on that one. Somewhere in Scripture says, for you think he has eternal life. See, that's the problem. We think we have it. We better make sure.
Amen.
Before we keep hollering, Jesus, come on back. I'm ready to go home.
Amen.
You better know you're ready. That in the last days, hallelujah. Let's go to Acts. Don't lose your page. Go to Acts 2 and 17.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now the reason we know these are the last days, because the prophet Joel first prophesied about it. But this is that which is was spoken, 16, I'm sorry, Acts 2 and 16. But this is that which was spoken by prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Ain't that happening today?
Yeah.
And your sons and your daughters shall do what?
Prophesy.
That's happening today.
Yeah.
And your young men shall see visions today.
Yeah.
And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall do what?
Right.
They shall prophesy. Not prophesy, but prophesy. Because the Spirit of God is not a liar.
Amen.
You don't prophesy over people and tell them something that you believe. You better make sure it's God giving you the information.
Amen.
And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. All these crazy things are taking place today. You can look at what's happening in the sky, in the heaven, in the cloud, with the clouds. The clouds are doing, I watched a documentary the other day where the clouds are doing so many crazy things that they are creating a certain atmosphere that's affecting mankind. They're changing storm patterns. And then we have these things going on in the earth, in various places in the earth. They have earthquakes, but they also do, they have, what do you call these mountains, these volcanoes are erupting. But the crazy thing about it is, when they erupt, they don't spew fire from the top of the volcano. They're coming from the bottom of the volcano now. There's fire and there's smoke in the earth. The man knew what he was talking about. Vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
Saved. Shall be saved.
Yeah.
But see, the kicker here is when it says, he whoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not talking about calling Jesus.
Yeah.
It's talking about him knowing the intents of your heart.
Amen.
That's your call.
Oh.
You know, the Bible says that he'll search the intents of your heart. Jesus coming back for a church that resembles him.
Amen.
Not somebody else. He's not coming back for a church where you resemble your father or your mother in character and in nature, but he's coming back for a church where you resemble or you are a type of Christ Jesus in your character and in your nature.
Amen.
That means God is provoking change in our lives.
Amen.
Perilous times, and the times talking about seasons. And when you look at the word perilous, it just means deviant things. Things that are out of order. Things that we don't normally see, like all the stuff that's going on now. Years ago, people get into a fight, they fought with their hands.
Amen.
Or you might get hit with a baseball bat or something.
Amen.
Nowadays, they get in an argument and they just shoot each other.
Yeah.
Without morality. No morality for life.
Right.
You can't tell me that's not peril.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
For men shall be lovers of themselves. Meaning selfish and self-centered. Alright, now keep your mind on the word. Don't be thinking about people that you know like this. Because you'll wonder, you've met somebody like this in your life. Choirs are kept. You might even be the one.
All
right. Me too.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't leaving me out of nothing.
Amen.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous, lovers of money.
Yeah.
Boasters, braggarts,
proud,
believing they're above others and they're haughty. Meaning they have a spirit where they want to look down on folks.
Yeah.
Now remember, all these things I'm calling out, I'm giving you the meaning for, speaks of the peril of time. The perilous seasons that we're in.
Right.
You know, we're not going into them, but we're already there.
Yeah.
We're already dealing with this stuff. Proud, believing they're above others. Blasphemers, you know, most time when we think of blaspheming, we talk about blaspheming the Holy Ghost or something like that. But in this particular scripture, the word blasphemer in the Greek, it means abusive and injurious speech.
Yeah. Wow.
Amen.
So if you get angry and you put your mouth on somebody, you attacking God's people.
Yeah.
And I might be a little confused about this, but I'm sure it says, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Now you say, well, they're not anointed. I got news for you. This is a news flash. If they accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior and He's in them, guess what? He is the anointed one and He makes them anointed.
Yeah. Amen.
Whether or not they're doing anything with that anointing is up to them.
Amen.
Church folks, talking about church folks. My son Sean sent me video after video of churches fighting, throwing their pastors out, churches fighting over finance. I mean, just flat out brawl. They're brawling. Sunday morning service turns into a brawl. Folks throwing chairs and hitting each other. And they don't understand that they're living in perilous times. They're living a hoax. Everything ain't all right. Disobedient. Ooh, there ain't more kids here. Disobedient to parents. Unpersuadable by their parents. That's a peril in the household. When you tell a child to do something and they do what they want to do anyway.
Amen.
You can't go out tonight. You go to sleep, they crawl out the window. When you find out later that they crawl out the window, you see them on the news.
Yeah.
Missing. And then the parents feel like it's their fault.
Yeah.
But it's not. If that child had obeyed or did what that parent asked them to do, they would have never found themselves in perilous times.
Come on now. Amen.
These are all things that point to the perils of time. Unthankful. Now we know folks that are unthankful. They just ain't grateful for nothing. They treat you like you owe them something. Just flat out ungrateful. You owe me this. All I done did for you, you expect me to say thank you? And look at it vice versa.
That's right.
I did just as much for you as you did for me.
Amen.
You ungrateful. I gotcha. Unholy. Now listen to this. Now you know the Bible says we are holy. Ain't nothing you can do to be holy. Ain't nothing you can pay to be holy. Ain't nothing you can cry out. You can't worship enough. You can't study enough to be holy. The Bible says you have been made holy through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So if you've been made holy through Jesus Christ, how is it possible that you can be unholy? What makes people unholy, even though they have Jesus, they allow their natural flesh, their fleshly ability, to make them wicked in character.
Amen.
Right. Baby, I know some folks that claim Jesus to be their Savior, and they just as wicked and angry as they could possibly be.
Amen.
Right.
And they think all they got to do is raise their hands and praise God, and everything is all right.
Amen.
It's not all right.
Nope. Amen. Amen.
Without natural affection. When it talks about without natural affection here in this particular scripture, it's talking about without affection for family, hard-hearted.
Yeah.
Rodney and I got folks in our family don't care nothing about themselves. That's all they care about. It didn't just start. It was already in them.
Yeah.
You've got to care and respond to your family.
Amen.
And you have to create an atmosphere of peace where there's no peace.
Amen.
Mother, dad, leave here. Next thing you know, it's a big brawl going over who gonna get what.
Amen.
And who will get, you know, this is mine. You know, and usually the ones that's always hollering the most is the ones that never helped out.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
They haven't done nothing to help out. They never made sure she made it to the doctor.
Right.
Never made sure she had food to eat. Never made sure her home was decent and in order.
That's right.
But yet, let something happen to that person.
Yeah.
That person might just be on their deathbed. They're not even dead yet.
Right.
And folks already lining up to get what they gonna get.
Yeah. Right.
I know a family whose father was on his deathbed and the mother had already passed away, and they was going in the man's house taking his furniture, and he didn't even die.
Oh, wow.
So when he finally gets out of the hospital, his stuff is gone. That's without what?
Natural
affection.
That's right.
Mm. Glory to God. Truce breakers. Peace with you.
Right.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Talk something else. They're a strange lot. Let somebody in the church get mad at you. They won't sit near you. They won't look at you. You can speak all you want, they'll go. Hey, how you doing, Sister Hoot Daddy? Mr. Power John, how are you? Hear me this morning.
Amen.
True spreaders. Then we got that nasty one. False accusers.
Yep.
Slander. Slander and folks can their name.
Yeah.
Messing with their character.
Yeah.
Because of something you ain't seen, but something you heard.
Yeah.
If I don't see it, I ain't gonna believe it.
Amen.
But Carlos, they say, it's a big wave coming down 7 miles. Guess what? I'm going to get caught in that wave because until I see it,
that's right.
I ain't running. Folks believe whatever they hear and then decide to attack that person's character over something they've never seen, something they never heard. If you ain't a witness to it, my God.
My Lord.
Incontinent. I know a lot of folks like this. Incontinent. Without any self-control. I'm going to do it my way. It's either my way or the highway. I'm just completely out of control. Do whatever comes to their mind. I had a friend when I was growing up. I forgot. We had a game called the Adeline Boys or something anyway. But we had this one guy in the game. And his name was Boone or Boof. I can't remember his name. He had this bad habit of kicking fence in the side of cars. I said, man, we better cut that out. Keep kicking dents in them folks' cars. Now, boom. Boom. Then he got to the place he started using the other foot. Boom. I saw him 10 years later. Do you know he could barely walk? He could barely walk. He was out of control.
Yeah.
But you know what God know how to do? Gets you back in. Because God will let you have the air of your ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go around kicking cars. Folks ain't done nothing to you. What does it say? Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Yes.
Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also
reap.
Guess what he reaped?
Yes.
Bad feet.
Man
needs to kick them cars. I say, you're going to get us into a fight and we ain't even looking for one right now. Kicking cars. Yep. Oh, well. Fierce. Just savage. How many of y'all know somebody just absolute, they savage? They act like crazy people. Some of these people are in our lives. And then some of these things are in our lives. We don't want to forget that. Despisers of those that do good. Hostile to virtue. You do everything you can to do the right thing and folks hate you for it. Think you're trying to be above them or think you're trying to show them off and all you're trying to do is live for God. They're always helping the boss. They're always doing this. They're always doing that. That's your job. If that's a part of your job, then that's what you do. But folks ain't happy with what you do because it looks good. Anytime you do the good, right thing and good things, people get mad because it heaps coals on them.
Right.
Yeah.
And you say, Brother Dennis, Sister Melvin, Pastor Hart's pet. Baby, please. I just did everything I knew to do to help make their lives more comfortable.
Exactly.
Now, if I was their pet, I wish they'd have found out. I wish they caught a clue, Opie. There are times I did feel like a pet. Do this. Do that. One time, one summer, Jerry and I worked over there for 3 months. 5-6 days a week. Doing work in the house with Pastor Tommy Counts. For 3 months. We never got any overtime pay. We started at 8 o'clock and we didn't stop working until 11.
Wow.
Yes. For 3 months. No overtime, no extra pay, no nothing. But we did it. And at the time, I had a family. So just think how that played into it. Traitors. People will turn on you in a heartbeat. And what's so treacherous or perilous about it and so treacherous about it, they'll be smiling in your face knowing they done already betrayed you. They already know they done cut your throat. And they telling you how pretty you are. How well dressed you are. What a wonderful person you are. And later on you find out they done cut your throat 3 different ways. And what makes them who they are or what makes them traitors is the fact that even after you find out that they done cut your throat, they still walk up to you and ask you, how you doing? Pastor Hart was good at that. I'm telling you, I'm talking to you from experience. Pastor Hart would cut my throat, and then he'd turn around and ask me, brother, you got the victory? He thought that was making me strong. But it was making me mad. He did this one treacherous thing to me one time, and we were all standing on the platform. We were doing the prayer before we took up the $2 thing that people used to do. And he looks at me, something I don't even know about, and says, if you don't do such and such and such, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take money out of your pay. I say, you try it. That was it. That was the last straw. I mean, it was myself, Pastor Relaford, Sister Metcalf, Pastor Keys, who else? Pastor Hart, myself, Harold Hoskins was there. And when he said it, Brother Harold looked like, what? I said, you try it. And then right after that, we go in the office, he said, hey, brother, got the victory? You don't even want to know what I said. I had it written down. It came out before I couldn't even grab it back. Now you want to know what I said, don't you?
Yeah.
Brother, you got the victory? What? Hell no. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. Sometimes you can't allow folks to prick your flesh like that.
That's right. Amen.
I'm trying to teach you something. My God, it hurts to be betrayed by somebody that you love and you respect.
Amen.
I should have been. I repented all day. I even went back to him. Pastor, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
That's all right, brother. I said worse.
I said, I'm glad I didn't know that. Because I could have said a whole lot worse. You threatening me and we praying. We're in a prayer circle and you threatening me about taking my money over something that I wasn't supposed to do in the first place. Man, you talking about learning. Then we got heady. Rash. I know some rash folks too. They get on your nerves. They don't have the time or the patience for anything.
That's right.
They want it done yesterday. I'm telling you. High-minded. To inflate with conceit.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord. We hitting a whole lot of folks, ain't we? You know what? To inflate. I know some folks' heads so inflated, I'm surprised they haven't left the ground. They know everything. They got all the understanding. Anything you say is wrong, and what they say, they have to correct you.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm gonna straighten you out on that. Let me show you something. You know who have inflated egos? Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh yeah.
Forgive me, Lord, for calling out the church, but it's the truth. It's like beating your head up against the wall. You can have a Bible in your hand and show them, and they'll say, that ain't right. Then I just know some people just inflate it like that. I'm best. I know bowlers who are so inflated in their head, they can't bowl a lick. They buy every new ball that come out. and came boldly. But they are inflated in their character, in their spirit, and they have convinced themselves that they're the best.
Yep.
I like both of them kind. Gotta get going. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. High minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's an easy one. Folks would rather do what they want to do rather than do what they're supposed to do. You know? I could attack a lot of folks that's not here this morning because they're doing what they want to do. Instead of doing what God always tells them to do. And I guarantee you, everybody that's been doing what they're doing and they're not out of town, they say, man, I should have went to church this morning. I should have went to church this morning. Oh, well, it's too late now. That was at 10:30. And then there are folks that are lovers of the pleasure more than God because they decide that they'll do anything they want to do, and then they think that it's all right because God will forgive you 7 times 7. It's all right to commit sacrilege and then say, Father, forgive me. It's all right to hate on your brother, but Father, forgive me. My goodness. People have got to get a clue in the church. It breaks my heart every time I hear about a church fight. And you ask yourself, where's God?
Amen.
Not God in the place, God in the people.
Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Who's their God?
Amen.
My goodness. Then we go on with where were we? Traitors, hating men, lovers, pleasure more than God. Having a form, well, this explains it all. Having a form of godliness. Having an appearance, possessing an appearance. I can look holy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can look godly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can dress up and go to church and look godly and be a hellion all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I can go to church and raise my hands and give God praise and still be a truth breaker.
Yeah.
It's all right. I went to church. I hear folks all the time, Brother Tony, when folks say, I went to church today, it's going to be a good day. That ain't why it's going to be a good day. It's supposed to be a good day because you have the living God living in you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Having a form of godliness. They have a form of godliness. They get up and they thank God and they lift their hands up and they do all this stuff. That don't mean nothing. You might be talking to the prince of the air. You know he's there.
Come on now.
Satan is the prince of the air. Let's keep it real. So if you have a form of godliness, if you present yourself like you love God, and you think because you do something great and or you get blessed and you go, the man upstairs, what man?
Amen.
Well, Tyrone, when they say, I'm blessed by the best. I said, who is that? The man upstairs said, what man? This building don't have no upstairs. So what man upstairs are you talking about? They think that makes them right with God.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Come on now.
They don't understand, Mother Harris, that you got to love your brother.
Amen. That's right.
You got to pray for those that despitefully use you, and there's going to be a lot of them.
Amen. Amen.
But some folks just want to be holy, you know, act holy. One minute they're loving on you. Don't make them mad, though, because they'll turn on you in a heartbeat. Folks have a, you ever watch the awards, some of these awards, and they get up and they talk about how great God is and thank God and all that stuff, when you know all the time that what God they talking to. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm getting excited. Having a form of godliness. Having a form of power. Not recognizing that the power that they have is their own.
That's right.
Because they do everything according to what they think and not what God says. Because if they did what God says, they're afraid it'll cost them something. And it will. The rich man said, Jesus told him, do this, go here and do that and do this and do that. I'm paraphrasing. And he said, what? Give up my money? I'll get back with you later, Jesus. That's how a lot of people feel, Sister Dad. Folks trying to tell you tithing ain't scriptural. But they can't tell you where it's not scriptural. All what they need to say is, I just don't want to give my money. Keep it real. Pastors riding around in big cars and all this kind of stuff. Well, you think they should be riding a bike? Especially after putting up with you for 20 years. Oh, Lord Jesus, that was my time. See, they pretend they know God with their movements, with their actions, but not with their heart. And what they're actually doing, they're denying, they're contradicting or rejecting the truth that God's trying to get them to live by.
Amen.
Long as I look good praising Him, I'm all right. They deny the power or the authority of God because when they go through trial, they can't go through it. Christian people are committing suicide ridiculously now. It's worldly folks. And it hurts because you say to yourself, I know they knew God. And how can you do something that you know you will never see God? Unbelievable. Because they deny. Anytime I say I'm going to commit murder, I'm denying the power of God. When I decide I'm going to hate you, I'm denying the power of God. When I don't pray for you because you did something to me, I'm denying the power of God. When I don't do that, the character and the nature of God manifest itself in my life, then I'm denying the power of God. Folks will get up and say what they want to say. I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. You ain't fire baptized because you ain't been through no hell yet.
My Lord.
Tell it. Ooh, I done said that word twice. They go right in on me. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, listen to this. From such, it says what?
Turn
away. The word turn away means to avoid.
Amen.
It's another scripture. I don't know where it's, I don't remember where it's at, but I'm going to paraphrase that. Avoid them that don't want what you want from God. Mark them. And the word mark in Greek means to avoid. Why would you hang around somebody that don't want God's power in your life? In their life? I'm not talking about worldly folks. They could care less. I'm talking about folks in the church. Want to drag you down. How do they drag you down? By getting you to look at their perspective in God. And not the way the Word of God says we look at it. Amen. From such turn away. For of this sort They are which creep. Creep means to impersonate. It don't mean to sneak. It means to impersonate. I'm going to impersonate you so I can get close to you. Once I get close to you, then I can do my devilish work to you. I can show you how strong my flesh is.
Yeah.
I've been impersonated before and it'd like to kill me. Folks started to talk and wanted to talk like I was talking and act like I was acting, and all the time they were impersonating me in order to get close to me so they could burn me. And I was so gullible, I got burned. But it never happened again. Amen. Let me tell you what I found out. The word of God that's in your life will judge you.
Right. Amen.
The word that God has given you in your life, it will judge you. It will expect you to live according to that word that's in you. Yeah. If you have a word given to you by God, then that word is going to expect you to live by, and the trials of life are going to come against you and see if you're going to live according to the scripture that's in your life.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
When God gave me the message on the old nature and flesh and the strength of it and how it seduces us into doing things that we really don't want to do. Paul said, when I try to seek to do the right thing, evil is always present. Well, we know it ain't talking about Satan, so he only talking about his own self. Amen. So we have to be careful. Then it goes on to say they impersonate you. Then it goes to the, and then it says, what is this, it says, creep into the house. What they do, they impersonate your God.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the house represents your spirit.
Right.
Come on now.
They impersonate your God, enter into your spirit. And then it goes on to say, and lead captive silly women. When you see it leads captive silly women, most folks describe that as women being sick. No, 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 no. Remember, when we talk about women, we talk about females, we're talking about church.
Amen.
Right.
Come on now.
Amen.
They impersonate you.
Break it down.
They get into your spirit.
Yes.
So they can destroy your church ability.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Amen.
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 There are folks today that will not go to church because somebody impersonated their character and their nature and then turned them upside down and convinced them that church isn't important.
Right.
Yes.
We can stay home. You can stay home and watch it on TV.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
And they tell you, lay your hands on the TV, you're going to get a healing. Y'all know y'all heard that. For some of y'all don't lay y'all hands on that TV. And I'm sure if you hadn't cleaned it in a while, all you got was a static shock. That wasn't God. That wasn't the anointing. I'm not saying God can't accomplish anything, but why would he work through his TV when you have good legs and you can get to church? Finishing up now. Silly woman captive, laden with sins, failure to do what's right. What it means is it's talking about moral failure. What is moral? Your character and your nature. They're attacking your character and the nature of God that's in your life. Somebody is. Somebody are in your life. Amen. Then it goes on to say, these sins led away with divers lust. That's talking about a reprobate, a castaway, rejected. You ever heard God, be careful, you don't want God to turn you over to a reprobate mind?
Right.
In actuality, what he's saying is, The worst thing in the world for God to do for you is to turn you over to yourself. That's why you gave your heart and life to God, because you got tired of yourself. And realized that you needed some help.
Hallelujah.
I need help all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Because this old dude that's living in me then found out that he got a lot of power. And he don't take no breaks. He worked 24 hours. Amen. So, I'm starting to begin. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this such are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, even ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. It's about what I think and not what God says. When you know you've heard from God and you do what you want to do, you working on reprobate. You know, it says if you get delivered of something and you turn your back on God and you go back to it, whatever you go back to heightens itself twice, three times over.
Yes.
Amen.
Seven times? That's right. It says seven times harder. So it's best to go ahead and live for God.
Come on.
Stay with God. Serve God. Let the character and nature of God manifest itself in your life, so whatever trial you have victory in the midst of it.
Yeah.
How do you have victory in the midst of your trial and you don't have to say you denying the power thereof? Because you can praise God in spite of the hurt that you're born with. Yeah. You can go to church in spite of the way you feel. You can pray for your brothers even though you need to be prayed for. Amen. You can lift them up and give them encouragement even though you need to be encouraged. That's how you know you have victory in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of your trial, because you're still doing the work of ministry. You're still doing the work of God. You're still allowing God's character and nature to manifest itself in your life. Sure, you're going through hell, but you can praise God anyway. Sure, your money is bad, but you can praise God anyway. Sure, people coming against you, but you can praise God anyway. It don't matter what you're going through, whether it's coming from heaven, or whether it's coming from the earth, or whether it's coming from the air, you can praise God anyway. Why? Because the God in you is stronger than any circumstance or trial you may be going through. My Bible tells me that I can do all things. And the reason I can do them, because I can do them through Christ Jesus. Because it says he strengthens me. He enables me to go through the fire. He enables me to stand like the end of the smoke. He enables me to go through the tribulation. He enables me to be tried like a fire.
Hallelujah.
Who are we but the sons of God?
That's right.
And we have to act like the sons of God.
Yeah.
And we have to act like the power that's in us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God's not dead. He's very much alive. And every time you walk, every time you pray, every time you lift him up, it shows that he's alive.
Yes.
Yes.
When you're persecuted and you don't persecute back, you show God to be alive.
Right.
When you're hated on and you find a way to love through it, you show that God is still alive.
That's right.
Amen.
Most folks have a form of godliness. They want you to think they're right. They want you to think they know. They want you to think they understand. They want you to think they have the power of God in their life, but they don't. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I'm going to pray for this young man. My wife, pray for him. I'm going to pray for him again. I always found out, my brother, that it ain't over until God says it's over.
Amen.
In spite of whatever you're going through in your mind, God says it's not over until God says it's over. But I hear that you're ready to go home. Because you know Jesus as your personal Savior. And he done searched your heart and found out. But we're going to try to keep you around a little bit longer without any pain. How's that sound? Because I know your sister would like to be able to talk to you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Fellowship with you a little bit longer.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
By the power of the living God.
Yes.
Lord God, I rebuke this cancer that's through his body. This third stage three, we take authority and dominion over it right now. We curse it from the very root of its existence. Father, you let it dry up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all pain and agony that it's going through, Father. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, you're still a healer. You're still a waymaker. Father, now prove yourself to be who you are. Lord God, not by healing him, but letting him know, Father, through his faith, that the power and the deliverance of God is drawing nigh unto him, Father. I thank you for healing. I thank you for delivering. This is one of those times, Father, when we need you to intervene into the affairs of mankind by healing and delivering him, Lord God. Letting the stuff dry up, the cancer dry up, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you have your way in his life right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The enemy is attacking you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Because you try to do the right thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't coming from without.
Uh-huh.
The attacks are coming from within.
Yes.
And that's what makes it hurt so bad.
Yes.
That was for you. Then folks around you pretending to know God.
That's right.
Impersonating God, but denying the power thereof when they accuse you. Make accusations against you and rob you of your peace and of your joy. But God told me to tell you, son, that mess about to come to an end. It stops today. God said the power of God will flow forth out of your body, out of your spirit. And they don't recognize that they touch God's anointed. You can't touch God's anointed and get away with it. You are the anointed of God. God's got a work for you to do. God's going to use you. He can't use you if they destroy you. But it ain't going to happen, Carlos. God said this is your day for healing and for deliverance in your spirit.
You're worthy, Lord.
There are a lot of things that you used to do that you can't do no more because of the plagues. But God said, this is a new day.
Yes.
God said he's going to touch every nerve ending in those legs. My God. Every nerve ending, every muscle, every tendon, everything is going to be touched in those legs. But God said, you about to begin enjoying your life, not concerned about the pain that you're in because you can't get around or do the things you want to do. God said, you're going to be able to do everything that you want to do. And God said, you're going to enjoy doing it because you're not going to have all that pain.
Hallelujah.
You are God's sin. You are God's sin.
Jesus.
And God, you know that scripture that says how folks, they unruly to parents? You're not that. But there are those around you that are.
That's right.
And it drives you crazy that they don't love their mother the same way you do. But God told me to tell you today, the reward that you've been praying about, the blessing that you hold here in your heart, God said he's going to make it happen to you for you because of your effectiveness and your love and your guidance and your understanding for your mother.
Yes.
Sometimes what we do for our parents is what we need to do to have the blessing of God upon our lives. The Old Testament tells us those that protect and take care of their parents shall live long and healthy lives. That's going to be you, man. And God said he's going to bless the works of your hand. What you're making now ain't nothing compared to what you are about to make. You're going to make enough that you can do things with your kids, and God's going to work it out for you, and you're going to see the impossible take place. All that mess that she created trying to keep you from seeing your kids, God said he's going to slash it.
All right.
God said he's going to slash it. Because you're serving God.
Hallelujah.
She pretended to serve God.
Hallelujah.
My brother, you get ready for your blessing. Because it's going to run you over.
All right.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Well, know this one thing, this is my people. Well, I am the one that's supplying the need. Yeah, I did it from the beginning when I opened my mouth and said, let there be light. Yeah, he was included, all your blessing, all your need, and the victory that you need that come your way, it shall come your way. But did I not say in my word that it shall not come back void unto me, but it shall prosper the thing whereto I send it, and it shall accomplish that which I please, said God. Yea, lift up my name, for I am the one that came in. But this is the day that I have made.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Rejoice and be glad.
Hallelujah.
For I am that day, said God.
Hallelujah. 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 You another one, son. You take care of your mother. I mean, you take care of her every need. Every need. Sometimes you feel unappreciated. But that's alright. Because you ain't doing it to be appreciated. You doing it because of your call of duty.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's your responsibility to make sure she alright.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm letting folks know, if you protect your parents and do for your parents, God's got something great for you. God's going to answer the prayers of your hearts. Listen to me. Not because you deserve it, but because you earned it. By standing on the principles of God's word when it comes to taking care of your money. So you look for a blessing every time you take a step, every time you look up, every time you hear something, you look for the blessing to manifest itself in your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're going to touch him in his back right here. Father, I decree by the power of the living God that the healing virtue of God shall flow even right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, let your anointing destroy this yoke. Father, I thank you for it right now, and you have your way, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everybody stand. give God some praise. God just stressed a word for this whole church in my spirit. And it's a simple word that we all know and we all have quoted. It says, if this church, which is called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and pray, God told me to tell you, He will heal your land.
Yes.
And your land consists of everything that you're involved with.
Yes.
And He also says, seek Him first.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Seek Him first and His kingdom.
Yes.
And everything that you could possibly imagine, think of, He will add it unto you.
Yes.
You know what that means when He said He shall add it unto you? You will get it and don't even know you done got it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh. Sister Vanessa, come here, dear.
Yes.
Please. That enemy been trying to attack your heart again. Trying to make you think he gonna send you back to the hospital. Messing with your mind. But I got news for him. Oh, I got news for him. Her. It ain't gonna happen. Because you know why? You remind me of the woman with the issue of blood. She grabbing on to Jesus and he turned around, who's touching me?
Yeah.
She won't. She said, I want to get healed. He said, you already healed, woman. You healed by your faith.
Amen.
And your faith is great and mighty. And that's the faith that's going to do the work that you need all through your heart, all down through your mind. God said He's going to cast down every imagination, every reason trying to make you think that it's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'm a shock.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
It's
going to be all right. God said it's all right.
Yeah.
All the struggles, the pains, the deficits that you have been dealing with, God told me to tell you, Danny, that He's working it out for you.
Yeah.
You can't see it, you can't feel it, but He told me to tell you that He's working it out for you. And there's going to come a time when you're going to be able to see and you're going to say, glory to the living God. Glory to the living God, because He's come to my rescue. God said He's going to come to real rescue because you decided to do that which is right in His eyes. God said you can expect the supernatural. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We've
got to take care of some business now. Amen. Glory to God. See, Rodney been working his tail off. I mean, he's been working. And everything that you see that he's done out there, he did it with his hands.
Amen.
I mean, pulled everything up from the wood with his hands. Even across the street, it looks nice.